Good morning, WSGW. You with Dave, Pat, Art, and Charlie. As you listen on 100.5 and 790, doing the listening because you've asked Siri and Alexa to find WSGW. And maybe you found us through the audio that you stream at WSGW.com. If you're doing that, thanks to Midland Furniture Garage for bringing us the streaming audio. It's 8:43. And if we're going to play the game, I thought we might as well have a little game music. Remember, this was part of the dating game music that we utilized. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass's Whipped Cream.
Yeah.
Got to play the game. What was left in the WSGW cafeteria? Oh, actually, you know, before we do that, got to do something else. Art Lewis, in your home studio, you have to help us clean up something from last hour. Last hour, we were talking about McDonald's. The McRib coming back. We'll love and hate it, whether you do or not. It's back. And then we talked about some other menu items that have not come back, including the McLobster.
Did you try that?
The McLobster was available off and on in Maine and New England. Seasonal, obviously, when the tourists are up there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. From what I read quite a long time ago now, it's been a couple of years, it was successful. Because, let's be honest, they're not using fake lobster. So they're making a lobster roll is what it is. Well, lobster rolls are everywhere. Now, is a McDonald's lobster roll the same thing as a
New England
restaurant lobster roll? I never tried one, so I can't tell you.
We thought if anybody had, you had.
No doubt, man. You got to do the research for us.
We ate our lobster rolls, but it wasn't a McDonald's.
Oh, man.
Do you have a McLobster with a milkshake?
That's interesting.
And use fries with some ketchup on the side.
Guess
I
what?
Don't know.
Your stomach doesn't know what time it is. Doesn't know what. That's why McDonald's is successful.
Well, thank you for clarifying the McLobster.
Yes, but there was a McLobster. It was a lobster roll, and it was available in Maine and other parts of New England.
We have a podcast segment.
And I thought last year I heard that they were bringing it back for one for another season, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, there are a number of these that we had never heard of, and we thought, well, they must have been pilot tested in just certain areas.
No, well, some of those I remember. I remember the McDLT.
Yeah, I do too. But some of them are just very, very regional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's understandable. Well, again, next time you're in the East, please try a McLobster roll and let us know how it tastes. It's 8:45 on WSGW. That was not one of the items, by the way, found in the WSGW cafeteria.
Oh, what was found in the WSGW?
Yeah, what was found, well,
not nearly as interesting as some of the other items that we have found. Remember?
Oh, hang on a second.
Oh, we have a list.
I was remembering.
We started with the seaweed.
Oh, yeah.
The hamburger helper.
Oh, yeah. That was me.
The German chocolate advent calendar.
Oh, that was awesome.
The dishwasher cleaner? I think that was you.
That was also me, yeah, right.
The spa set.
That was Art.
The giant zucchini.
Hey!
And the wheel cover seat cushions for the holidays, which only one was taken.
We still have one.
Yeah, it's been out there for a long time.
Nobody fessed up, right?
Who left the seat covers? Nobody did. Now, I thought this one was you, too. I got a couple of things here. This was left last week, because this is actually a handy item. Did you leave the Tide Power Pods?
I did.
And the Downy Unstoppables for freshness?
I did leave those. I just thought, in case people needed to wash their clothes.
That's very nice. Well, I was interested because you left just one of each.
Well, if you're giving them away, does that mean you don't need to wash your clothes?
That's right. No, okay, there's only...
Is this just a sample you got someplace?
It was, yeah. We just purchased a brand new washer. And for some reason, we were given one package of Tide Pods and a package of that Downy, whatever they are. And so
I can tell you what the reason is, to get you to buy them.
Absolutely. So
marketing.
We just...
Didn't work with Pat.
No, they were. No. So my wife, in fact, it was my wife's idea. She said, "Put this on the kitchen counter at work and see what happens." I said, "All right, there you go."
Well, it is made now. The broadcast is one of the items. The other thing that was left, and I thought this was intriguing. You see, now it is past Halloween, and I thought that in the kitchen we were going to find a number of people dumping their Halloween candy.
Sure.
And there wasn't a piece.
Nothing.
No.
Not a piece.
But before Halloween, people were already putting candy out there. And I was amazed that the autumn mix candy corn actually lasted 2.5 days.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
well, it's either love or hate it kind of candy.
It was a 1 pound container, but well, but it's still, I thought for sure. And
well,
then
only half the staff is in the building, so
well, that's
it. Twice as long.
The red licorice disappeared in a hurry, though. I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. A popular item.
Yes, there is, that was gone.
I did not try any of that.
And will the Thanksgiving candy corn return?
Not from us.
That will stay there for a long time.
Then there was another mix. Somebody put a bowl out. I think this was Carrie.
Oh, okay.
It was Carrie.
From our traffic
department.
Yeah, so she did a nice job. She left some, again, some pre-Halloween candy.
Yeah, like Nerds and Smarties and things like
strawberry,
that.
Strawberry Grape Nerds, the Banana Laffy Taffy.
Oh, yeah.
And something that I have not had in a long time, bottle caps.
Yeah, I know. I've forgotten about bottle caps.
Yes.
I'm going to have to make more trips to the radio station.
You don't know how to know what Charlie just did.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor. The camera that's in the lunchroom, point it toward those tables and then give me a feed so I can see what's there.
Decide whether or not it's worth coming in for. Is that what it is? Well, I noticed that going through the day, by the way, that this Halloween, pre-Halloween candy, seemed that the Banana Laffy Taffy disappeared in a hurry.
Yeah. A popular one, eh?
The bottle caps were pretty much gone quickly. Mm-hmm. It was the Nerds that seemed to have the staying power. Apparently eating handfuls of sugar just didn't appeal to people. Which basically
Taffy reminds me of, I haven't had this. Do you remember, anybody remember Bonomo's Turkish Taffy?
Bonomo's Turkish Taffy? No.
Say I do.
No.
It's a full candy size flat bar.
Really? What was the taste? Did it have a particular taste to it? Or?
They were different flavors.
Okay. All right. No, I don't remember that. I'm sorry to say.
Bonomo's Turkish Taffy.
Well, now you are tasked to find some and then drop it off so we can discover what you're talking about.
How are your teeth?
I visit my dentist twice a year.
I am disappointed, though.
Not enough if you're going to eat Bonomo's.
You're disappointed.
I'm just disappointed that we haven't gotten anybody's leftover Halloween candy.
I'm
looking
forward
to that.
That's amazing.
I am amazed.
I was looking for some Snickers, you know.
Right.
None.
No,
nothing like that.
No, that's
you can keep that sugary stuff that we have pre-Halloween. I like the chocolates.
Yeah, right. That's the stuff that people usually don't leave because they're keeping it for themselves.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's probably why.
You get the other stuff that people leave.
Yeah.
It's 850 at WSW. Not outrageously bizarre for some of the latest what was left in the WSW cafeteria, but we're sure that you can play the game at your workplace too.